Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God, with your host, Bishop William Pittman, and Prophetess Loretta Pittman. Now get yourself a cup of something special and enjoy your time in the Marriage Cafe.
Hello, everyone. We are here.
We are live.
Yes. Yes, hello, we are here. Hello, we are hello, live. Hello. How are you guys? How is everybody? I hope everybody's doing well.
We're doing
well. Everybody feeling good. All right. We are here. We are live tonight. We got a word from God for you guys. Alrighty, and we just want to make sure that everybody that's supposed to be here is here. So we're going to give you guys a few minutes. Now, we don't say shout outs because we, you know, we podcast. So we're not just live, but we also podcast. So so we just want to say welcome to everybody who comes on in. So we want you to take this time to go to our Marriage Wisdom Moments page, and you can share from there. If you need to share it, we would like you to share it with others, you know, so, but anyway, babe,
yes,
you know what I always say.
Yeah. How was your week? Oh, my week was just beautiful. Wonderful. Awesome.
Right. Nice. Right. Awesome. So you had a good week.
Yes.
I had a great week.
I won't complain.
God is absolutely amazing.
God is good.
And we are blessed, okay? Yes. And highly favored, God is good. If you are here and you are alive and you are watching us, you are blessed, okay? Let me just say that you are blessed because we are here and alive.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
So God is absolutely amazing. Posting in a few places, and then we're going to go ahead and get started.
But anyway, so babe, very well.
So, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm good tonight.
I'm good as well.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yes, God is amazing. Like I said again, absolutely amazing. Just got one more place, and then we're done. I'm sharing, so I just want you guys to share. That's what I'm doing right now. That's what my job is. My job is to share. And share alike.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, ma'am. You do so wonderful.
All right. But anyway, we are here. We are live. And we just want you guys to come on in. So come on in. Come on into the room. We want to talk to you guys. God wants us to talk to you guys about this. Not to say that God didn't want us to talk to you about the previous things that we talked about. But he's really been on this for us this week. So we're going to go ahead and do and obey the Lord and do what God says to do. So we just want to make sure you guys can hear us. So just give us a heart, a thumbs up, something, let us know that you guys can actually hear us. You know, if you're in the cafe, my husband is in on the Marriage Cafe Moments page, the one where you can share from. And I'm going to go into the cafe itself. So if you guys are here, like I said, let us know that you can hear us. Hallelujah. God is good all the time, right, honey?
Yes, he's good all the time.
I'm getting ready to go in on that page into the group itself. And if you're not in the group, you need to get in the group because this is where you're going to see and hear everything that we have to say. You know? All right. They are here.
All right.
Folks are here. And you guys can hear us. That's the main thing. Hello, everyone. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. And like I said, if you're on the Marriage Wisdom Moments page, you can share. So make sure you go there and share. I've shared. So I want you guys to share. We want to get as many people in on tonight as possible. God wants to speak to all of us tonight. So and marriage, relationships, you know, all of it. So, all right.
Yes.
Well, let's do what we do.
All right.
Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God. I'm Prophetess Loretta Pittman.
I'm Bishop William Pittman.
And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer and get into the Word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you most of all for giving us another opportunity to come live tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for each and every person that tuned in to this podcast.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you and thank you for the Word that's about to come forth. Give us the words to say tonight. use us tonight.
Yes.
Lord, let us be a blessing to your people.
Yes,
so Lord, we thank you most of all for being in our lives and keeping us another day.
Yes.
So Lord, we thank you again. Give you the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I tell you, God is just absolutely amazing. We're just so grateful, Lord God, to be able to be here, to be able to talk to y'all tonight. Like I said, about this subject that God wants us to tackle tonight. So we're going to let the bishop have his way. Under your business,
you know, sometimes, like you say, you just got to let go and let God. Let you know, over the past few weeks, and I was telling you guys over the past few weeks, we've been talking about, you know, homosexuality and sex and all this.
We talked about cheating, all of that. So we want a continuation in the sex, in the area of sex.
And I was telling my wife today that I believe the scripture of God has given us a warning in this season. It's something like the month of October. We've been talking about all this. So I believe God is giving us a warning. And I was telling my wife this morning, it was like when Moses was leaving.
Don't be nervous.
Hold on, I got this. When Moses was leaving and Joshua was taking over, Moses gave Joshua a warning.
Yes.
What to do and what not to do. Tell the people. And this is what God told Moses to tell Joshua. So, and I feel as though this month of October has been this season of warnings. Okay. God wants to warn us to get on the right path, because, you know, after the warning, after whatever you're going through, most of the time you're going through this season for a reason, because there's a blessing on the other side of this. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Amen.
But tonight is a wonderful night, and I love what the Lord has gave me and my wife.
Amen.
So we're talking tonight about, a lot of people don't want to talk about it, sex. We're talking about sex tonight. And I was looking at this. I found scriptures, which was Psalms 119, verse 9. It says this: wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to the word. And that's what it's all about tonight. Being young. A lot of people say, oh, you know, young, I can sow my roots, I can do what I need, you know, whatever I want to do and all this type of stuff, you know, and I'm young, you know, God will forgive me or whatever it may be. Or, you know, I want to enjoy life, you know. So they run out and they do all these crazy things. They try some of everything. Some people try drugs, drinking, you know, sleeping around or whatever it may be. But he says here, while you young, cleanse yourself of his way. So how a person that don't know God or don't know the word of God, you know, what is he living by? What is he going by? He's going by the world standards, like we always said. He's going by the world standards. But it's us, when we came to the light and we know God, we're giving our life to the Lord. So we need to get in his word and learn his way.
Yes.
And that's why I believe God has given us a warning in this season to learn his way. So I'm just going to share this little bit with you. Then my wife's going to take over. And I believe a lot of people don't want to talk about this, but the book of Leviticus has been coming to us. We did our Day of Atonement, the fast, and all that type of stuff. But the book of Leviticus is this. Leviticus is about holiness, being set apart, separated, both God's holy and the holiest he expects of his people. God is holy, so he expects that from us, from his people.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So we're supposed to live. Leviticus was really setting the foundation for us. Setting, we know it was written to God's people. It wasn't written to unsaved people. It was written to God's holy people.
Amen.
God is holy, so he expects us to be holy. So he set these laws, set us apart, and set these laws up for us. So it says the purpose of Leviticus is to provide instruction and laws to God, a sinful, redeemed people, their relationship with a holy God. And that's what it was all about, the book of Leviticus.
Amen.
God is holy, we should be holy. And God given us instructions to live by. I'm going to say it again. God has given us instructions and laws to live by.
That's right.
Because he's holy, he expects us to be holy.
Yes.
So the people of God are to have morals, have a standard. We have laws, and this is what we should practice. But back there in that day, what they did in that time, they was going after, when they was talking to in the book of Leviticus, a lot of God's people was going after worldly practices,
yes,
the things of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So they was chasing after, you know, what the world was doing. So like some of us are still doing today, we're chasing the world, heathens and all this, whatever they practicing, we are practicing. I just want to lay it out here, this foundation for you. So God don't want us. We in the world, but we're not of the world.
Amen.
We're not supposed to practice and do the things that the world is doing. So tonight is great because my wife is going to break it all down for you. I just wanted to lay that foundation. God is holy. We're supposed to be holy. We have instructions and laws to live by.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And especially if we're walking in the Spirit, living by the Spirit. Because what we do is we say that we love the Lord and we want to live, or we are living by the Spirit, but then we're still doing some things that are against the law of the Lord. So there is a law that he placed in the word. You know, that's why they have the laws of the land. The laws of the land is supposed to really line up with the laws of God's word. Mm-hmm. You know, but a lot of the laws are being broken. And so we wanted to talk about the law. You know, we got this law and that law. We got all kinds of different laws. We got the law of food and eating, in other words, and how God wants us to eat and those kind of things. But what about the law of sex? You know, are you breaking any of those laws in your marriage, in your relationships with other people? Have you broken the laws of God, maybe, you know, with before you got married and those kind of things, you know? So we want to just talk a little bit about that as well tonight. Okay, go ahead. You have something else.
Yeah, no, this is all yours.
This go is right what, ahead, go ahead.
Hold on. This is all yours before you get into that.
All right.
God was the latest scripture here. Okay. Beware of the company you keep. Proverbs 12:26 says this: the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduces them. Mm. That's Proverbs 12:26.
That's good.
And that's what I was saying about, you know, we're in the world, we're not of the world. But when God gave us the book of Leviticus, he's telling us, don't be like the world. They're going to present all this stuff before you. It's out there for you, but you got to know the right way to go. And now, it's all
right.
I set the stage for my beautiful wife. Now break it down for us.
All right. So God doesn't want us to be against or go against the laws of sex, because there is, like I said, we got the, you know, the law of the land, you know that. Okay. And then there's a law, you know, for our rights. There's a law for, you know, children when they're small and they're working. There's a law for that. There's a law even for us to work. So we need to make sure that we're following the laws of sex. What is the laws of sex? You know, that's what was swirling through my mind. They kept saying, okay, what is God's law when it comes to sex? Because I know in marriage, he wants us to have good sex. And what is good sex and those kind of things? You know, so all of that was swirling around my mind and my spirit. And it just kept hitting my spirit. What do God really say about it? You know, he wants us to be married. We think sex is only for procreation and all of those things. But no, there's some laws there that we be breaking that we should not be breaking. And, you know, I don't really hear a lot being spoken on it. I'm sure it probably is in people's homes or churches or whatever, but I just haven't really heard it like out, you know, about the laws of sex. And what God expects from us when it comes to that, because right now we're seeing so much in the world. We're seeing gay sex is okay. We're seeing that sex as far as pornography is okay. We're seeing that sex with toys is okay. Also sex with yourself is okay. You know, we're seeing a lot of things that are okay in the law of the land. But now I want to explain to you what God's sexual laws are and how we are supposed to go by them and what he wants us to do, because we are violating sexual laws all the time. And we don't realize that that's what we're doing. And then we wonder why we run into our husbands or our wives maybe having an affair, or why, our husbands or wives, you know, turn into the same sex. All these different things is because we bring things into our bedrooms that we should not bring into our bedrooms. But not only just about bringing things in, it's also about what you're following when it comes to God's sexual laws. So, you know, we want to talk about what those sexual laws are, okay? And we're going to be in the book of Leviticus. So number one, I'm going to read this. God loves sex, but he designed us to have sex within the walls of marriage, okay? Within the boundaries of marriage, within the boundaries of the marriage covenant. So that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to have sex. He wants us to enjoy each other because sex brings us closer together to our spouses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, men and women need sex because we sometimes will say, oh, men need sex, but women need it too. And it does bring us closer to our spouse when we do have it. When we don't have it, you know, all hell sometimes can break loose because even the Bible tells you not to be away from each other too long before the enemy will step in. So I just want to kind of go over what those laws are. And we're going to be in the book of Leviticus. Now, let me get my notes together. So, okay, the laws about sex, the laws, the God's sexual laws, because sometimes we could be breaking those laws. Sometimes we, like I said, we're violating them if we're not paying attention to what those laws actually are. And there's a few things here. So it is very interesting because we read these things before and it's not like we didn't know, but it's really good to actually reiterate them and to really get to know them. Yes. So I just want you to know that when I get started with this, you are held accountable for what you now know. So you can't say you didn't hear it. So if you don't want to hear it before I get started, you better click off because we're going to get into it. All right. Okay. So now law. Okay. It says the Lord said we in the book of Leviticus chapter 18, if you want to follow. Okay. It says the Lord said to Moses, say to the people of Israel, I am the Lord your God. And then it says here, it says, do not do what is done in the land of Egypt where you lived. And do not do what is done in the land of Canaan where I am bringing you. Do not follow their laws. Okay. And that's the laws of the land. It's crazy. You are to do what I say. And I wanted you to make sure that you understood that because it's the Lord that's talking to Moses right here. And he said to do what he says to do. Okay, what the Lord is saying, because you know, we got to read when we read this word, we need to make sure who's talking. You know, is it God talking or is it Moses talking? Who's talking here? But the Lord said it's him talking, and he said he wanted to go by what he said. So it says, You are to do what I say and keep my laws and live by them. Okay, I am the Lord your God. That's what he said. Okay, so it says, so keep my laws and do what I say. If a man obeys them, my laws will be life for him. I am the Lord. So he's telling you right there that if you go by the word of God, it will be life to your life. Okay. Which will make things much easier instead of making stuff hard all the time. I mean, sometimes you should be getting tired of stuff getting hard. Okay. Okay. Being so rough, I'm saying as far as, you know, living life. If we live by the word of God, it will not be as rough and hard sometimes as it normally can be. So, all right. So it says, number six, verse six, it says, you should not go near a person of your own family to have sex. Mm-mm. Okay. That's number one. You should not be looking inside your family to be sexually active with anyone. Okay. So let me read that. I am the Lord. Do not put your father to shame by taking the clothes off your mother.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do not do that. You're not supposed to do that as a child. You're not going to be looking at your mother and looking at her in a sexual way. Okay. That is against the law of God and sexual laws. It says, again, number seven, do not put your father, number one, which is verse seven, do not put your father to shame by taking the clothes off your mother. She is your mother. Do not take her clothes off. And okay, that's number one or number two, right? Number one?
That's number two.
Number two. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Because number one is do not to have sex with no one in your family. So that was number two. Okay. Number three, do not take the clothes off your father's wife. Okay.
Yes.
Do not take the clothes off your father's wife. Her body is for your father. Okay. Ooh, that's good. Yes. Because you got a lot of that going on where you got sons looking at the wife, even if it's not sometimes it's not the mother. And the wife is going off with the son instead of being with the father or the husband that she married. And there's a lot of that going on. Okay. So there's a lot of that going on. Okay. So, you know, that should not be happening. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, you know, that's what is good for tonight, because like you know, a lot of people are doing this stuff, but mm-hmm. here it is. You hearing this tonight, God is holding you accountable.
Yes.
And you would think some people would say, you know, man, I should be more respectful to my dad, not to try to sleep with his wife.
Yes.
Or family members and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
Or looking at your family members, exactly. talking about, oh, you fine and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Ooh, geez. Okay. All right. So now we said, do not take the clothes off your father's wife. That was number three, right?
Yes.
Number four is do not take the clothes off your sister, the daughter of your father, or of your mother. Okay, make sure y'all understand that. Do not take the clothes off your sister, the daughter of your father, or of your mother. Still family.
Yes.
If it says, if she is born at home or away from home. So it don't matter where she was born. You just not supposed to do it.
Said it is no excuse.
Yes.
Born at home or not at home.
That's right.
Still your sister.
That's still your sister, and you are not to be looking at her like mm-hmm. that. And it's sad because you have wicked brothers that have that mindset to think of their sisters like that, or whatever it is that they're thinking at that particular time. You know, the devil done stepped in and now you got a situation going on. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of wickedness in this world. So this is not something that is impossible to be being done, because you already see the stuff that they're glorifying right now and making you think that that is the way to go and that is what God would want you to have going on in your life. And like you said, it's all this young people stuff. It's all this generation right here is not the same generation as it was years ago. It's just not. A lot of big mamas are gone and all kind of stuff. So now these kids have no one to really pour into them the wisdom that they actually need. And that's the problem. So, yes. Okay. All right. All right. So let me go on and keep going. That was number four, right? All righty. Next one, number six. No, number five. Do not take the clothes off your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, for they are of your own family. Back to family.
Yeah. So God, it's something how back then God got to tell them not to sleep with their family.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's
not, correct. Not to sleep with your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother.
Yes.
God is laying the foundation for us mm-hmm. in the scripture. He's telling us,
yes.
This is what I do not want you to do.
This is what I don't want you doing.
The, mm-hmm. Evidently, the pagans out there or the Egyptians or whatever it may be, they was doing what they shouldn't be doing. So he's telling, when you come in this land, don't do what they doing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the Lord your God.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, that's right. And okay, so number six is, do not take the clothes off your father's wife's daughter born to your father. Okay, back to family. Do not take the clothes off your father's wife's daughter born to your father, meaning he is the father, even though the wife is not the mother, or not maybe your mother, because people think that's good to do. They say, oh, well, that's not my mom.
Well, that's
but you got the same daddy.
Yes.
And it says here, she is your sister. She was born to your father, so she is your sister. So you should not be doing that. You got all these kissing cousins and all this crazy stuff going on, and brothers and people finding out that they've been married for years, but they found out they brother and sister. And still want to stay married. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. Like I said, we are breaking laws, a lot of laws in this land. And God is not pleased with what's going on sexually in this land. He's not. Okay. All right, you want to elaborate on that?
No, you can go ahead.
All right.
You're doing wonderful.
Okay. That's what he said. You're not. Okay. All right. And the next one is, do not take the clothes. It's number six or seven.
Seven.
Somewhere in there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do not take the clothes off your father's sister. She is of your father's own family.
Oh, that's your auntie.
That's your auntie.
Sleep with your auntie.
Don't sleep with your auntie.
Lord have mercy.
Okay. You got people doing stuff like mm-hmm. this. You got this going on in people's houses right now. Married and all. Cousins or somebody that moved in. And the husband was waiting for maybe an opportunity, or the wife, to begin to do what they've been thinking about doing this whole time. And now this family member done moved in, and now it's like, okay. You know what I mean? Yep. I'm just saying, stuff like that happened to people's houses. You know, stuff like that happened. So you're not supposed to do that. Sleep with nobody's auntie or cousin or you are into that thing, you're not gonna be doing that. Okay, so if you're doing that, you need to quit. All right, so where are we? All right.
Number eight.
Okay, we're on number eight. Okay. Okay, so I just want to keep up where I'm at. Okay, do not take the clothes off your mother's sister. She is of your mother's family. Okay, so do not take the clothes off your mother's sister. That's still an auntie. Yes. Whether it's on the daddy's side or the mama's side, that's still an auntie. So you're not supposed to touch that. That's a law that's being broken. Do not, number nine, do not put your father's brother to shame and do not go near to take the clothes off his wife. She is of your family. So no one's supposed to sleep with somebody else's wife. No brothers sleeping with your wife, you know, or no wives sleeping with their brother-in-laws.
You know, that's a good part what you just said. We shouldn't want to put our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers to shame.
Yes.
Come on, think about it. Mm-hmm. You did that and other people found out back in the day. They found out. They'd be like, oh, my God, that family.
Yeah.
You know, they sick or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, what kind of, how did they bring you up?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And that's the whole thing. We got to be watchful. What it is, it's like, come on. If you're a real man and woman of God, mm-hmm. where in the world you could think about sleeping with your mom, your sister, your brother, whatever, because that's the way we was brought up.
Yes.
You know, family is off limit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
cousins
right.
are
family
off,
should
off
be totally
limit.
Off limit for anybody that's thinking about. You know, I mean, you shouldn't be looking at nobody and nobody's family with that. Even like I said, if you are married and you are in-law, you should not be looking to
with all
that.
These men and women in the world.
Yes. And people are doing that. And it's so mm-hmm. crazy what's happening today. It's very crazy. What's going on. So also too, okay, this is, I just spoke that.
Uh-oh.
Okay, this one is number 10. Do not take the clothes off your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. Okay, do not take her clothes off. Okay, so that tells me that if you are in-law, you have no business looking into that family for anybody else but the person you married.
Yes.
And the person you supposed to be with, the person that you chose, you ain't supposed to be looking at her sister or her auntie or her mother or her grandma or whatever you might be looking at. Okay, you shouldn't be looking at nobody but her. And that should be your focus. You know, God, you know something? God has some laws in here that we don't pay attention to. We just live life every day and we don't think about these things. And you got so many people doing these things today thinking it's normal. But let me tell you, it's not. The word of God is telling you. And I know the first thing a person will say is, oh, but that's the Old Testament. That's Leviticus. Well, guess what? Is there any new laws in the New Testament?
They tell you not.
Tell me that.
Where in scripture where it tell you not to follow.
Tell me
law.
That. If there's new laws mm-hmm. on this subject in the New Testament, show it to me. Because God wants us to go by this. This
well,
is
know,
what we're not supposed to be doing. This is going against the word of God if we're doing any of these things. Go ahead.
Well, you know, they try to say Jesus said he came to fulfill the law. He did away with the law.
Yeah.
The Old Testament.
No, he fulfilled it. He lived it.
He lived it.
He lived it.
And that's
it.
What you got to do.
And that's
you
what we got to do. Live it.
You got to live the word of God. You
mm-hmm.
got to live. He said no man has never made it in by living by the law.
Mm-hmm.
But now Jesus opened the door for us to go. We got a free pass to go back to God
mm-hmm.
by faith. You're not the really it says the man of God is not living by the law. Why? Because you're living in another realm.
Mm-hmm.
The law is not made for us. It's made for the ones that don't want to obey God. But when you give your life to the Lord, you're in another realm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're supposed to be his.
Yes.
You don't desire to do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When I do fall and make that mistake, I can repent and keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm in the world. I'm not of the world.
That's right.
You know, and I know of these things. Wisdom gives me the brain, the mindset to say I shouldn't do these things against God.
That's right.
Because I got the Holy Spirit
Amen.
On the inside of me.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Helps me. Keeping me.
Okay. Yes, Lord. So, okay, now we're on number 11. And it says here, do not take the clothes off your brother's wife. Her body is for your brother. So that means the same thing. brother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother, wife, whatever. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to take her clothes off. If that's your brother's wife, then your brother, that's his wife, not yours. And you need not to come in as his brother to think that you should sleep with her. Because it is against the word of God, is against what God wants. It's not supposed to be going. These are breaking God's laws. Okay, these are God's sexual laws that I'm reading right now. Okay, so you're not supposed to do that. Then her body is for your brother. We said that. Okay, so now number what, 12? Is that where we at?
Yes.
Do not take the clothes off a woman and her daughter. Okay, and do not take the clothes off her. Okay, we'll come back to that part. Do not take the clothes off a woman and her daughter. And you got some men out here who think that that was a good thing to be sleeping with a wife or sleeping with the mama and the daughter.
Yes.
And if you've ever done anything like that and you've never repented, you need to do that right now. And you need to ask God for forgiveness, because it is a count against you. And if you think God forgets, but he don't.
You know, the whole thing, that's a big one right there. Even if it was a father and his son, or where's the integrity? Where's the ordinance? Where's the, we're talking to people now that, you know, the world, you can't expect any different from the world. Mm-hmm. But when you call yourself a man and a woman of God, what is your standard?
Yes.
What is your belief system?
Mm-hmm.
You know, God didn't, you didn't ever think about God laws and how God feel about you sleeping with, you know, mm-hmm. someone in your family.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah. Help me
now.
Or the mother and the daughter.
But the enemy. The enemy comes in and think it's okay because the opportunity came for you.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. that opportunity came.
Yes.
And you go, man, let's try it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Just because you, that opportunity came, but as a man and a woman of God, you're supposed to be able to say no.
Yes, right.
You know, God said for not to do this.
That's
for me
right.
not to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to start living the word and living, you know, obeying God's laws.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And that's what a lot of people, we get in trouble.
We get it
because
twisted.
Once you open that door,
mm-hmm.
you know how far, we don't know how far it's leading, but you still keep coming out of wages and death.
Mm-hmm.
It adds up on you. How far would that door open before all hell break loose in your life?
Mm-hmm.
That is no coming back, no turning back.
Mm-hmm.
The wages of sin is death.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, let's go on to the next law. Mm-hmm. It says, and do not take the clothes off her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter. They are of her own family. It is sin. So it goes back again. Because some people think, oh, it's this many generations down the line. So, oh, I still can be in that relationship with that person. Because that was, you know, the daughter, the son's daughter's daughter. You know, so in other words, your niece, your great nieces, none of that stuff, you're not supposed to do that, because that's what that is. It says they are of your own family and it is sin. If you're doing anything like that, you need to repent. While your wife is still living, do not marry her sister, making her as important to you. This is number 13. So while your wife is still living, you are not to marry her sister, making her as important to you. Do not take off her sister's clothes.
Uh-oh. Well, you know, because a lot of we know it, you know, it has happened. People whose wives or the husband die and then they marry the sister-in-law or whatever it may be.
That's something
but
different.
Hold on. But just still, it's integrity.
Yes,
you know
it is.
What I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
It's integrity because there's other people out there that you can date and marry. And
yes.
Why it's got to be. When somebody, you grow up with somebody, my sister-in-laws, I grow up with them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't never think about looking at them as sleeping with them.
Yes.
Because I always, they remind me of my sister.
Yes.
You know, so I treat them like sisters, not just my sister-in-law. I respect them enough to carry, when they're around, to carry myself the right way. We laugh, we joke, we have fun, but I would never disrespect them.
Yes.
And that's what a man of God does and a woman of God. They can't say it about me, and they can't say it about my wife.
That's
my wife
right.
been around my family. It's how you carry yourself
yes, it
around
is.
Your family.
Yes, it is.
This is how we was brought up. We talking to somebody tonight.
That's right.
When young, I don't know what day you see this, and,
yes.
and you talk about it. This is real. We got to get back into what the way we was raised up.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with saying good morning, yes ma'am, no ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the respect?
Correct.
And that's what I believe God is giving us these warnings now, because God wants to bless his people, but you're trying to live like heathens.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
And that's what we got to get back to, the word of God, not just for you, for me too.
Yes.
We got to live
all
this.
All of us got to live.
We got to live this. We don't know what day or time Jesus is going to return.
And we're not pointing any fingers here. No, we're just letting you know what the word of God says.
No, I love what God gave you on this law. Because a lot of people, like you said, it's not too many churches, not too many people out there talking about God's law and living and telling these people, money is good. Hey, I love the prosperity message. Mm-hmm. We're not stepping on nobody's toes, but still, we want to make sure you make it into heaven, that we all see each other there.
Yes.
That's what the word, and that's what I believe God is wanting us in this season, because the world is going crazy.
This is.
Everything goes.
Everything.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that's what
And this is what they did back then, the Sodom and Gomorrah, Egypt, all these places, they did this. You read the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I see it's happening in this season and this time with the world.
Yes.
And we're in the world. We're not of the world. When are you going to stand up? Tell your children. Come tell on. These young men and women in churches.
Yes.
Where are the older people in the church telling them how to live?
Yes.
Honey, you shouldn't dress like that.
Yes.
Honey, you shouldn't do this. Or you know, in your family, you know, y'all shouldn't be doing that.
That's right.
And some of these girly girls and many men or women, whatever you want to call yourself. You need to stop this foolishness because it's not of God. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Amen. Don't get ahead.
Let's get back into the law.
Let's get back into the law. Okay. Verse 19 says, and you are not to go near a woman. This is number 13, right? Make sure you keep track of that.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And you should not, verse 19 says, and you are not to go near a woman to take off her clothes during the time when she has a flow of blood.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
When her period is on.
That's right.
You shouldn't be sleeping
with no sex.
Woman.
No.
And she should be.
And she shouldn't even want it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I don't want nobody touching me when that time of the month comes. Leave me alone. Yes. Get away from me. And I'm going to have my days. I call it my vacation days. Okay. So when that time of the month comes, I'm on vacation.
I ain't cooking.
I ain't doing nothing for you. Because you know why? Because I am in my cleansing mode and I need rest. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's how I feel. Okay, I'm not about nobody else, but that's how
God
I feel.
God is telling you.
So the Lord is telling you, you are not to be doing that. And you have women who love to have sex when their period is on because they say that it helps them not have cramps. I think it's disgusting. It's just disgusting to even have the period. But I'm just saying, to have sex on top of that, that's just no.
Mm-mm.
Okay, no.
Mm-mm.
So you're not supposed to do that. So if you're doing that, you need to quit. Stop it.
Hello, read the book of Leviticus.
Snap it. Okay. Verse 20. Okay. What number are we on? You want to remember.
14.
There you go. Do not have sex with your neighbor's wife.
Neighbor's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at your neighbor's wife?
Yes.
You know.
Yep.
So this is just some things. I believe all this tonight is just talking about God has given us some wisdom. You would think people would automatically know this.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Someone asks, so does that disqualify someone from preaching when her period is on?
That's heavy. So that's between you and God.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say that too.
That's between you and God.
I'm going to say that between you and God. If God told you to preach that day and you're up to it and you feel it, and you know this is what God wants you to do, I believe that's what you should do. Because obedience, God is better than a sacrifice. And he knows when we are to do whatever it is that he's called us to do.
But let me throw this in there.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible do give us wisdom.
Yes.
When your period come on, a lot of times you know. Or you can ask somebody else to fill in for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's some things we got to use some wisdom on.
Wisdom, yes.
So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know it's on. You know, you got more than one pastor.
You don't feel pastor. It.
Yes.
You don't feel like it at that moment. No, it don't disqualify you. I'm going to say, no, it don't disqualify a person because you got to obey God.
Yes.
And if God's called you and that time of the month is happening, God ain't telling you not to do it. Because if he got something super important, he need to get across to people and he know your spirit is right to do it, then you need to do what God say to do. Obedience to God really is better than anybody's thoughts on what you should do.
Yes.
Always listen to God. And if you are a person who is tuned to God or in tune with him and God tell you to do something, you need to do it. Obey God.
Mm. Let me check one thing I want to add to that. When you when do you like you ask these questions like this, or when I don't know what I do, I study the Bible. I go back in and I find it. I hear people talking, they say something sometime, and I'll be like, man, I don't remember seeing that in scripture. Mm-hmm. So I keep it in my memory, or I write it down and I look it up. Man, that's good. That's great. Mm-hmm. Because it could be somewhere in scripture that they were telling you the truth. So God opened the door tonight and say, you know what? I feel as though you should do this, this, and this. Apostle Paul, I seen him do that in the Bible. He says, you know, I'm saying this at this moment, but you need to find out for yourself. And you got a right to go to God for yourself and find out about it.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. So now we said, do not have sex with your neighbor's wife. You would be unclean. Now, mm-hmm. God telling you, don't go next door and have sex with your neighbor's wife or husband. Okay, we're going to say husband too, because we got some wives out there looking at their neighbor's mm-hmm. husband and want to go sleep with him. So we're going to say wives too. So husbands or wives, if you're doing this, you're not supposed to be looking at a neighbor's wife. He says, the word of God says, you would be unclean. So unclean, that's really deep right yes. there, because you want to mess around with the neighbor's wife, you know, or husband. So you're not supposed to do that. Okay, so if you're doing that, repent. Okay, verse 21, number 15. Do not give any of your children as a gift on an altar to the false god Molech. Okay, now we should know what that means. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't give your god your children away to people who are pedophiles. Mm-hmm. You know, pedophilic. You know, you got people that, oh my God, just watched this story just the other day about this woman who was involved with a pedophile, and so that he would love her, the woman, she gave her neighbor's daughter, set it up for the neighbor's daughter to go and be at this man's house so he could be sexually involved with the little girl. I mean, it's just so much sick, crazy things going on, and people are putting their children and people's children. That's why we never let our kids go spend a night at nobody's house. Mm-hmm. See, that wasn't going to happen, because number one, I was molested as a child, and so was my husband. So therefore, we didn't put our kids out there on the altar to be at other people's houses. We know what was going on in our house. Mm-hmm. So if they wanted some friends over, okay, yeah, they friends can come over here because they was going to be safe. You know, me and my husband, we wasn't playing them games. But to let our children go to their house when we don't know who's in their house, Uncle Bob or whoever could be up over there and we don't know. Oh, yes. No, that wasn't happening.
Well, once you leave, yeah, like you said, they have other grown family members come in.
Yeah, grown family members coming in. You don't know who looking at whom or who putting their hands on people while they sleep. Yes. I mean, no, we just was not happening. Mm-hmm. We was not taking any chances with our children. They were precious cargo, okay? And your children should be precious cargo to you. You should not be letting your precious cargo go to anybody's house to spend a night to do for things God knows what to be happening to them. Let's just say.
Yes.
All right. So do not do that. Not sacrifice your children. It says, I am the Lord. Okay. Do not put the name of God to shame, because I am the Lord. That's what he says about that. Do not put God's name. Do not put the name of your God to shame. In other words, God. Okay, so that would be number 16. All right, number 17. Do not lie with a man. As one lies with a woman. What it says. Okay, do not. Let's read that again, because people don't understand this. What? Do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. It is a sinful thing.
I guess people don't read that, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you see now how they promoting this big time on TV and everything.
It's promoted like it is just the worst, best thing ever.
And it was something funny. I ain't going to say, I was watching TV this morning and they had this show on and the guy came out and he said, oh, his husband is about to come out. So I was thinking, I thought he would say wife or something. Say, oh, his husband is about to come out. And they just, you know, putting this stuff all over the place now. It's in movies all over the place. But God said in Leviticus, a man shouldn't sleep with another man.
And vice versa for
a woman not to be sleeping with another
woman as with a man.
So this is in the book of Leviticus. It's not something we made up.
No, it's not something,
or something we want to be
down. This is what the word of God. Yes, this is his sexual law.
In the book of Leviticus, read it. Mm-hmm. A man shouldn't be sleeping with a man, and a woman shouldn't be with a woman.
That's right.
And a lot of people don't want to hear that.
It is sinful. That's what the Lord says.
You gay bashing and all that. Well, God must have been gay bashing back there in the 1948s or whatever.
Back in the word.
Back in biblical days.
And we're still in the biblical days. Exactly. That ain't never going to stop.
So
the word of God gave you what he's given the instruction. He created you. Number one, yes. let me just put it like this. God is the one who created you. He created everything around you. He created everything you ever going to have and ever going to do. So therefore, if he is the creator, just like if your mother had you, he had you and your mother. Okay. Yes. And so therefore, he is the one who put the laws of what we are to do here for us to be able to live the life that we are coming here to live until we all go back to him. So therefore, we shouldn't be doing what we're doing. It is sinful. It is sinful. You may not want to hear that. But this is the word of God. We're not giving you our word. We're giving you his word. And his word said it is sinful.
Let me say, I want to share this with you. I just want to say it because it's in my spirit. I'm telling you this because if I'm going the wrong way and you see me and don't tell me, I hope I can sit on the side of God and judge you because I want to go to heaven. I would want you to tell me the truth. That's tonight. I want to see you in heaven. With us, because I'm planning on going.
Yes, that's right.
I'm planning on going. Whatever I got to give up, whatever I got to get rid of out of my life, I go to God. Lord, help me in this area. Take this away from me, because we know this world is coming to an end. You need to know where your soul is going.
Yes.
And we made up our mind. I don't know. I just felt like.
I'm glad you said that. And Tracy said again, she said, amen. Thank God we're under a better covenant because according to Leviticus 15:19-23, anyone that touched a woman or her bed when she had her menstrual flow was considered unclean. And that was back then because even Jesus, when he came in the New Testament, still loved Mary Magdalene and the woman with the issue of blood. She was able to touch him and got healed. Also, there was many women that were in the book, the New Covenant, where God healed them or touched them in some kind of way, even talked to them. So yeah, those, that's not the same as it was before because God came in and fulfilled that. He's letting you know that, no, that's just like a woman having that and maybe really, really sick with that. And you can't go near her to touch her. No, because now you have doctors and all these different things, you know, Jesus came to fix that. In other words, you know, where they would stone you and all those things, you know, back then. And he was like, wait a minute, y'all got sin. So why is you over here doing this to her?
Well,
so,
what it is, we're under grace now.
Yes.
We're under grace.
Yes.
That's why we can go to God. It's not right, but we can go to God and ask for repentance, forgiveness.
Right.
You know, repent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's God did fix that. We're under a new law in that sense. You know, I know a lot of people like to try to take the new law and try to say, okay, well, then if that changed, this changed too. Well, no, because he actually just told you don't have sex with the woman when her period is on. He didn't say you can't touch her or touch her bed and all these different things, even though it does say that in Leviticus. But you got to make sure who's speaking right in that particular time and point when that was said. Okay. All right. So Tia says they always want to ignore that part. They always talk about how God loves all. That's true, but it's still not okay to be with the same sex. No, it's not. The same gender. No, it's not. God does not want you being with the same gender. Yes, he loves us, but he do not love the sin we decide to get ourselves mixed up into.
He said, God said he's married to the backslider.
Yes.
He's giving you an opportunity to change your life and come to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has nothing to do with sin.
Yes, that's right.
You know, God has nothing. You can't even justify it.
That's
you can't
right.
even find it nowhere in scripture. God has nothing to do with sin.
Yeah.
So it's no excuse for sin.
If we have sons and daughters that are out there, because, you know, like I said, you got all these young people, you got people calling themselves they and that and them. And it's like, who is they, that and them? Okay. Number one, who are they? All that stuff sounds confusing to me. And it is confusing because the devil is the only one that is the father of confusion. Got to remember that. God does not confuse you. If you are a woman, like my husband always say, what is between your legs is what God has made you to be. If you have a vagina, then you are a woman. If you have a penis, then you are a man. It is no they, them, us, we, and all these other names they try to throw at you when it comes to that. It is what it is. And if you have sons and daughters that are out there and they're living that lifestyle, you need to pray for them. Yes. You got to pray for them and you got to continue to give them the word. It is what it is. Yep. You know, I know they're not going to want to hear it. We're not telling you not to love your child. We're just telling you don't love the sin they're in. Because God loves them too. What makes you think that you love them more than God? You know, God loves them, but he doesn't want them doing that. He doesn't want them going that way. He doesn't want them living that way. But if that's what they choose, you have to let them choose what they choose. But when they come to your house, they should know where you stand when it comes to God and his word.
You know what I tell them? That's so good what you just said. Because it's just like this. You know, some people, we got some family members, they're rebellious. They're going to do whatever they want to do. Yes. You know, I'm grown. Nobody can tell me nothing. Yes. I'm going to do what I want to do. Well, we're trying to tell you tonight that, you know, it's our job as parents to tell our children you're going the wrong way.
Yes.
You know, I don't want you to be doing that, son.
Yes.
Or daughter. A dad or mom, that's hurtful.
Yeah.
You going out there talking about you sleeping with another man. How are you? Come on. You think that didn't hurt their father? If their father is a real man, come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. If your father and your mother is a real woman, you don't want your daughter going out. I can speak this as a father. I don't want my sons going out there being with a man.
That's right.
I want him to be with a woman and have a family.
That's right.
The way God intended it to be.
That's right.
And for them to do.
That's right.
This is what God wanted you to do. Have a family. Have a wife. Have children. Enjoy the marriage bed, which is undefiled.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Do whatever you want to do behind those closed doors, but keep it in the realm of marriage and the covenant of God.
Yes.
And that's what we're telling you tonight. This is what evidently back there in the day, they was trying to do the same thing. Sleep with their mother, sleep with their father or cousins or, you know, let's go on.
All right. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. We're at number 16, I think.
Yes.
All right, verse 23, it says, do not have sex with any animal.
Uh-oh, animal.
Or you will be unclean.
God is saying you will be unclean.
And no woman should give herself to an animal to lie with it. It is a sin. And you got women doing that. Some sick people, period.
People, you know, yeah. You hear about a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Talking about women sleeping with animals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Or men.
Or men.
Like we heard about on the Breakfast Club one morning. We were listening, watching the Breakfast Club, and it was about a man that was sleeping with a cow.
Yeah. Foolishness.
Yeah. And the owners knew something was wrong with his cattle and went in there one day and caught the person who was supposed to be in there helping him, his help. Caught his help in there. Penetrating a daggone cow, you know?
You know the devil got you.
Yes.
You want to sleep with an animal.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Yes. The Holy Spirit.
Yes, it's a lot of sick.
All these women and men in the world, you can't find you somebody. You got to sleep with an animal.
Yeah.
Come on. You know the devil got you.
Yeah, devil got you.
Scripture says, who bewitched you?
Yes, who bewitched you?
And that's in this book of Isaiah, say, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Yes, that's right.
Lord have mercy.
You know, and even like I said, the Bible tells us to teach. We as the older women supposed to teach the younger, and even the older men supposed to teach the younger men.
Yes.
So we are to, if we're walking in the will of God, and we are men and women of God, we are to correct the behavior or at least have something to say about it. You know,
yes.
A lot of us just comb it over and say, "Oh, that's my daughter. Oh, that's my son. You know."
Yeah, you know, open another door that was so good. Because what you just said.
Yes.
A lot of them say,
come over it.
You can't be judging me.
Yeah.
You know, God say don't judge.
Yes.
Well, put that to bed. You need to read your Bible.
That's right.
We judge.
Please
by
put that to bed. I'm so tired of people with that.
You are judged by your fruits.
Yes.
You know, if nobody is not judging you, it's correcting.
It's correcting.
If I see you going the wrong way, I'm not judging you. I'm correcting
you. That's right.
It's like God corrects us. He's chasing and he chastises the ones that he loves.
Yes.
When you get off path, God discipline us.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents supposed to discipline you.
They're supposed to correct you. That's
you
what
don't
parents
just
do.
Just let your children say and do what they want to do.
No.
That's why you the parent.
Yeah. Now, I mean, like, you know, and I love, you know, my kids and all, and they're grown. All of them are grown and they only have their husbands or whatever. But I'm gonna tell you this. If one of my children were let's just say one of my daughters was single and she was out there in the world doing all kinds of crazy things, I would have to drag her back in and say, okay, you know what? This behavior cannot continue to go on.
Mm-hmm.
We need to fix this. Something mm-hmm. needs to happen here. I understand, yeah, you grown and all of those kind of things, but at the same time, I'm still your mother. And I didn't raise you that way, and I didn't teach you this. You know, because sometimes our children, they grow up and they go out there and they learn from other people. And then, like I said, we as parents were hurt by it, but we never say nothing. We just push it under the rug and keep sweeping it under the rug and putting the rug on top of the dirt. No, we sometimes got to go in and deal with the dirt. Now, one thing about me and my family is that God, over the years, even when they were home, it's like we go through a big blow up, right? Do we not? Before the blessing come, we go through this big blow up, and now everybody, whatever everybody was feeling or thinking, they get to speak it right then and there at the blow up. And yeah, we may not always like what that person might have to say. We might deny it. We might cry about it, whatever it is, but we will do all of what we need to do to be purged and get it out so that we can move on and have better and be better and be better and be better. And every time it does, our relationship just gets better. And God is amazing. You agree with that?
I agree.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let me hurry up and get this done. Okay. Verse 24 says, do not, and we're on number 17, I think, or something. Do not allow yourself to sin in any of these ways. Okay. Here, we're wrapping this up right now. Do not allow yourself to sin in any of these ways. For by doing all these things, the nations that I am driving out in front of you became unclean. For the land is unclean. So I have punished its sin. The land has spit out its people. But as for you, you are to keep my laws and do what I have decided. Do not do any of these sinful things, not you or the man who lives among you from, you know, other lands. Okay. For the men who have lived in the land before you have done all of these sinful things. The land is unclean. Do not, okay, it says, do none of these things or the land will spit you out. When you make it sinful as it has spit out the nation that was before you. Okay, so it says, whoever does any of these sinful things will be cut off from his people. So do what I say. Do not do any of these sinful things that were done before you and do not make yourself sin by doing them. I am the Lord, your God.
Wow, that was deep. It's something. He said the land will spew you out.
Yes.
He didn't say God. He said
the land.
He said, y'all, when you do these things, that's what people's not getting. You know, when you see, like, we reap what we sow, right? Mm-hmm. I think people are not putting this together. When you sin like this, mm-hmm. and it started adding up, because it says the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
These things started adding up in your life. Mm-hmm. What you bringing upon yourself? That's what we got to be wise and watchful of.
Yes.
What are we bringing? You brought this on yourself.
You brought that on yourself.
You want to blame everybody else because you don't want to live right. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be obedient to God. He says, so when you go on, when you get to that point, the land's going to spew you out. But also, he said, you keep sinning, God turn you over to a reprobate mind. Because he already see in your heart that you don't want to give in.
Yes.
You want to keep doing what you're doing. You love that sin. That sin keeps growing. I want more. I want more. And I'm in your mind, you just wicked.
Yes.
You just a wicked human being and you just don't want to give up.
Yes.
And God said, you know what? I already see your heart that you're not willing to cleanse yourself or be pure. So what I do, I turn you over to a reprobate mind. And that's what I believe when a person talking about you want to go ahead and keep doing sin and keep loving what you're doing it, and then you want to take it to another level.
Yes.
You know, you're already sinning, but now you want to do more sin.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take it to that next level, he said what he's telling them. When you go to that next level, the land will even spew you out.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's telling you what his sexual laws are and what it is that he wants you not to be doing. Okay. This is all what you should not do. Okay. God don't want you doing all these things. And there's so many of those things. Actually, that's the sad part. So many of those things actually going on today. People looking at other people's husbands. You got family members, you got aunties, you got uncles, you got people looking at your spouse, you got people looking at, you know, whatever it is that they think that they want from you, and it is just not of God. And God doesn't want us to have any parts of any of this stuff. So if we've done these things in the past, like I said, and we have never repented, this is the time to do that. And ask God for forgiveness and then, you know, and correct all of that kind of behavior. If you're doing it now, this is the time to ask for repentance. Ask God, tell God you're sorry, repent, and turn from your wicked ways. God does not want you doing any of these things that we just discussed tonight. And like we spoke earlier, you are now held accountable for everything that you've heard from the word of God. Now, these are God's sexual laws. And these are the laws that he don't want you doing. These things he don't want you doing. So,
yeah. And now, because, like, you know, like you said, when you get married, you're a covenant between
your wife and
God. You're in a covenant. And you think about it when you read the scripture, God tell you, husbands, love your wives. Wives, respect your husband. When God give you these scriptures, it's for a reason.
It's
that's why you really should read your Bible and keep the word, because it brings back to your remembrance. You'd be like, man, I shouldn't do that.
Yes.
Or, you know, I need to love my wife a little more.
Yeah.
She need to show me some respect. When you read these scriptures or whatever, they come alive in your life and it makes you want to live.
Yes.
Right. You know, it gives you more life. When you get up in the morning and pray and read your scripture, it gives you more life. And that's what I love, because I haven't heard it in a long time. Like, you know, like reading the book of Leviticus, that those are the laws.
Yes, the laws.
You know, when it comes to sex, God is telling them, was telling them back then how to live.
So the
word is still the same. It says it's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
And there's nothing new under the sun.
That's right. So we got to start living it.
Live it.
So hold yourself accountable.
That's right.
Be like, man, you know what? I need to fix this in my life. I need to change this.
Yes.
Like, tonight is a wake-up call for us all.
Yes.
You know, you take something, I said it's like a pastor when he's preaching a good message. Everything in that message is not for you.
But I say, take what's yours and give the rest back.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a blessing. You
yes,
know,
it is.
Because we don't hear this all
no,
the time.
No, we don't. And you it's know? Good to discuss this and talk about it. Because, like I said, you don't even hear, like, the big, big, you know, ministries today actually talking about it and what God don't want you to be doing. And people are doing it and they don't know that they're going the wrong way. Maybe some people do, some people don't. And you got young people now today that are doing these things and thinking that's the way to go because it's cool, because they feel like their friends are doing it and these kind of things. And it's up to us to teach our young people that that's not the way that God would have you to go. And it's not. And you will not reach the kingdom of heaven.
You know,
and you want to see your child on the other side, or your nephew, or your niece, or your family member, period. You want to see them on the other side. And it's for them. Once you tell them, they are held accountable. But, you know, you want to see them on the other side. You don't want to see them go to hell. You don't want to see that. I wouldn't want any of my family members to go to hell. But if they make that choice and they know what we stand by and stand for, and they know what we just spoke tonight and they heard it, then that's their decision. But we've spoke it to you. We've told you what the word of God said. So,
and then, you know, like you said, people, we almost, oh man,
you still put it up.
Got one thing to say. Just watch the people that you're around, and they telling you you're going the wrong way, then you need to find some new friends.
Yes.
So, you know, yeah, our time is up.
Yes.
You did a wonderful job.
So anyway, we want to thank y'all for joining us for the Marriage Cafe. We are going to continue this issue on sex, because now we want to talk about good sex.
Yes,
that's what we're coming back with. We're not going to be here on next Sunday because it's my husband's birthday.
It's my birthday,
so we're
y'all.
We're going to celebrate the bishop.
I'm not going to tell y'all my age.
But anyway, we're going to celebrate his birthday on next Sunday. So we're going to take off next Sunday. But that following Sunday, we will be back. That second week in November, we will be back to talk to you guys about good sex. Okay, we want to talk to y'all about that, because we want y'all to have good sex lives. That's right. We want everybody to have
intimate.
Yeah. Why was you looking like that when you said it just now? We want all y'all to be having really good sex.
I was gonna go ahead and say some nasty.
So we want to talk about that, and we want you to know what that is in the eyes of God. You know, what God says is good sex. Now we done told you what God don't want you to do. Mm-hmm. Now we're gonna come back and let you know what is okay to do in your sex life as a married couple. Okay.
Hallelujah.
So anyway, we're gonna go ahead and pray out. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Lord God, we come before you again, humbles we know how, thanking you for tonight. Thank you for the word that came forth.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us, Lord, because I know you're giving us a warning.
Yes, Lord.
And we receive that warning tonight,
yes,
Lord,
we do,
because
Lord.
We, most of all, we want to be obedient to you.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, oh Lord. And thank you for this opportunity tonight to just be before your people. Thank you again. I pray for me and my wife and my family. and all the families that tune in tonight, yes, all Lord. The marriage couples, singles, bless all, each and every one that tune in tonight. In Jesus' name,
Jesus' name
pray
we pray.
And say,
amen,
amen, amen.
So if you have never been saved and you want to be saved and set free, just hallelujah. Stay behind once we click off. We have an announcement, and we want to welcome you into the kingdom. And let's start living some kingdom, build some kingdom marriages and live a kingdom lifestyle.
Yes.
God wants us all to live good, and we should want that too. Okay.
And to make it into his kingdom.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Make it into his kingdom.
Definitely to make it into his kingdom. We know this. So, yes, all right. We love y'all, and we'll see you guys week after next. Yes. All righty.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Thank you for watching The Marriage Cafe. If you have never given your life to Christ and you'd like to now, please stick around for a minute. The Word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So right now, we are going to pray together for your salvation. Please repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I believe that you died for me and rose again on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your love and forgiveness. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I receive your eternal life. Lord, confirm your love by giving me peace, joy, and a supernatural love for others. Amen. Congratulations. You are saved.